everybody. Welcome to episode 83, season 2 of Red Wings Rant, where tirades and impassioned pleas for your Detroit Red Wings finally have a home. Today we're talking about vaccines. Yay! Everybody's excited about that. We're going to tell you why it's a hoax. No, I'm just kidding. Before anybody signs out, right after I say that, I'm just kidding. Not a hoax. Okay. We're going to talk about Tyler Bertuzzi, how he's fucking us over. We're going to talk about the rest of that press conference with Steve Yzerman and Steve throwing some shade, which was pretty fun, and a lot of other fun comments that he made today that we can overthink. We can look too deep into, really jump down the rabbit hole, and kind of come out the other side looking pretty good, or we can start taking a look at them and decide nothing good is coming from it. But first of all, shout out Performance Art, how you doing? I love this right off the bat. Salty Wing,
more of those comments, love it.
Trade Bertuzzi,
yeah, baby.
Steve Yzerman is science. Salty Wings and Abs fan. Very, very unique name. I can't imagine there's too many Wings and Abs fans out there. I like your takes. And then Performance Art, you're ready. I hope you're ready for a doozy here, because we're going to talk Tyler Bertuzzi. Woo! Who's ready for that rhyme? All right. So, yeah, Tyler Bertuzzi, Performance Art, just so you know, is the lone Red Wing who is not vaccinated. Look,
Do you think he brought that up before contract negotiations?
That is a wonderful question. And I don't think the way that we hear about these contract negotiations happening, where it's always like the player saying, my agent takes care of all that. I'm fairly certain none of it came up because, right? Like you wouldn't, I don't know where that would have definitely been a part of the conversation, because you're immediately talking about, just so everybody knows, for the Detroit Red Wings' particular schedule, 8 games he's not playing in.
I mean, you go in that negotiation room, besides your numbers on the stat sheet, right? And I'm talking like Mike's goals and assists and Matt's stats that actually matter. You also bring up your injury history, and that would mean your medical history. And I feel like your medical history would include your vaccination history. I wish that Steve could comment, because I would be fascinated to see how that factored in. And it kind of makes me a little bummed out, because I hope, you know, we're not breaking news here. All right, when I say this, man, this isn't why Pettersson's not signed yet, right?
No, I mean, he's even oot in a boot in Michigan right now, training with his buddy Quinn, Quinn Hughes. They're rough riding into the areas where you need to be masked up, you need to be vaccinated to train for NHL caliber talent. There we go. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. I found it. Landing made. All right.
Did you have some of Yzerman's quotes too? Because I know he said something about it's Tuzi's choice, and my family's vaccinated.
Yeah, if we could recap that, but Performance Art, quick shout out. He's pissed the fuck off. I had to throw that out there. Salty Wings fan, we will get into. He says, yo, they're in Michigan? Where at? My best guess would be Novi off the top of my head, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, they're just doing some training and stuff. When I heard that news, I thought, woo-hoo. I thought Yzerman was picking him up at the airport, but it's not It's not quite at that level yet. Not yet.
Just where Quinn was, and they're training together. But it was going to be a part of our Pettersson offer sheet watch segment, but we can cross that off now. Any whoozles. So back on to Tyler. It was Helene St. James, I think, asked about, you know, how do you feel about Tyler not being vaccinated? And right. Steve, you know, the best way he possibly could, said, that's his business. But then he followed that up with, I'm vaccinated. My whole family is vaccinated. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So look, there's a lot of things you could take from that. I took from it, and this is a podcast, so we talk about our feelings on things. I'm taking from that Steve said, I fucking believe it's a real thing, and I can't believe there's somebody else who doesn't, which is kind of, you know, like, kind of where my head's at. I mean,
if
you can pull whatever you want from what Steve said, but that's where my head's at from what he said on that.
Do we still have those people who hate Fedorov for leaving for more money? Because you talk about a fan base that's going to be disenchanted with a superstar. Woo-wee! Bertuzzi is right in the front lines for that, man. Because not only is he not going to play because he gets injured all the time, but the games he's healthy, he might not be able to play because he refuses to do something to make sure he's healthy.
Yeah,
boy, that's a lot of money to try and seduce the fan base and sell some jerseys. That's...
Yeah, $400,000 actually is the dollar amount you can put right on there.
So he's got double the entirety of my mortgage per game he's throwing down the toilet.
Not per game.
Oh,
the full 8 games that he's missing in.
Okay, that's more Prince Fielder money. My bad.
Yeah, it's something like. So they get paid per day. So somebody figured this math out. They get paid per day, and they figured the days of travel, the days in between games, he would essentially be getting paid. So between all these games that they would have to travel to Canada and come back and what have you. Or I guess he's fine coming back. He'll be good to go. He'll be in the United States when he comes back. But that's the long and short of that $400,000 is it's taken how many days it's going to take for them to go to Canada. It is one of those things where you look across the rest of the league, they're 99% vaccinated. I'm going to bring up what Tristan threw out there. Tristan's our boy, shows up. I did put, we were going to start at 8:35 for some dumb reason, and we started at 7:30 today. I just punched in the wrong time. So I'm imagining I screwed up Tristan because he's good on showing up on time when I say we're going to start. So I apologize to Tristan first. Tristan says, it pisses me right off that people are losing it on Bertuzzi and calling him the R word and shit. I'm gonna leave it at the R word. There's a lot of things I'll say on this podcast. He's clearly made the decision not to be vaccinated and realizes the consequences this will have. I respect that opinion, Tristan, 1,000%. It's just, to me, I live in... My every day is discussing vaccinations and COVID because of the people around me are in the medical profession. And it's not something where I'm saying that. And I know somebody who cleans poopy beds. I'm surrounded by doctors. So it's one of those things where the unvaccinated have hurt me personally already. So I'm not going to get too deep into that. I talked with somebody earlier today and they said, you know what? Keep all the personal stuff out, because this is, I guess, to Tristan's point, it's also, you know, it's how we really have to look at Tyler's situation and go, there could be something else going on, because, I mean, this is his own personal business. But what where we can leave the discussion is, or at least have this discussion, is that there are a lot of players that have made the choice. It was JT Miller who had the quote today, I got vaccinated, and this is a guy who had previously been outspoken about not getting it. I got vaccinated because it's what I need to do for my team. And this isn't to say that Tyler outright is making a decision to hurt his team. It's just one of those things where what is the next step for Tyler Bertuzzi and the Detroit Red Wings, where I think it's a very reasonable conversation. Tristan, if we lost you, I totally understand. But a very reasonable conversation to say that he's probably back on the trade block at this point. I don't know if it's an easy asset to move, but
I mean, he's got a lot of skill, right? So it's not a talent issue. It's a health issue and whether or not, you know, you want to do this thing that it's going to make it tough for your team to have to pencil you. Like, what if there's a playoff series where you're playing Canada? Then a Canadian team, then what are you going to do? So I don't know if this means that they're eyeballing, like, this is obviously way in the preliminary stages. And like right. You said with Miller, you know, he said, you know, fuck it, I'll just get vexed and then it will be fine for the team. So there's plenty of time for that to still happen. But I don't know if this means we have to, like, start eyeballing, like, the Metropolitan Division, because that's the only one that doesn't have a Canadian team in it that is, you know, going to guarantee you know, more of a elongated series, and, you know, over the course of the regular season, at least. And the Red Wings, you know, we're looking at Toronto, we're looking at Ottawa, we're looking at Montreal. Like, there's probably going to be some Canadian games in there. So I don't know if they're going to try and it'll be a sexier option, you know, for a team that's not going to have as many Canadian games to, like, put a bid out for this guy. I know that's way down the road, but I just, if he's, you know, going to stick with that, might be just something to consider.
Yeah, and I would put it out there that there's certainly another space in this conversation is that we're not going anywhere this year. We talked about keeping Franz Nielsen because even though his contract is huge for his abilities, you know, it still wasn't going to hurt us to hold on to him for the year and let the contract expire. To that same, I feel like these are parallel ideas to that, like, just in the opposite sense. You let this year go on by because, to be honest, you know, I'll throw this out there. Tristan's saying there's a lot of mean stuff, and he does apologize for the word use. He was frustrated. There's a lot of mean stuff going up on Reddit and stuff and different places like that talking about Tyler Bertuzzi. I will say my official stance is I disagree with Tyler and whatever. If it was a narrative that sold him on not getting vaccinated, I can say right now for this podcast, I know Mike's right there with me, so I'll say the podcast stance is there's no evidence to say that there, you know, like there's nothing associated with the vaccination being bad for you. Zero evidence of it. So anything that people are creating is a narrative. There's no proof. There's no evidence. It's just people kind of putting on the aluminum caps. So with that being said, I'm not going to say anything mean to Tyler. I think there's room for Tyler Bertuzzi on my team. If, you know, maybe we can have a conversation with him and say, hey, you know, just stay over there. If you really believe that the vaccination is going to hurt you, please wear your mask, do all that stuff. And if he respects that, if I'm the GM, you know, I can hang on to him and wait a year and see if he fits later. But
this news broke, within a week, he's like, okay, so I'm not getting vaxxed, but I'm going to be a dad. So it's like, oh, we can't get mad at him. He's got somebody pregnant. Oh, look at Tyler.
I can say too, like my wife and I, who just had our second kid, like we did, and especially with my wife being a doctor, she has access to all this information.
Doctor wife.
Yeah. Yes, doctor wife. She has access to all the right information whenever she needs it. But we, you know, we were scared to take the vaccine because, you know, she had a little one in her tum tum, and we, you know, we did the research and we stuck with science and data. And that's what I would say. If Tyler's listening right now, Tyler, just go stay away from Facebook and go read the, you know, the actual data.
Get out of Reddit, man. Save yourself. Get out of Reddit.
We're kind of running this thin. We're running it dry. I think it's a bummer. If we want to look at it from a personal perspective, from like, I really thought, you know, if there was going to be a guy who was going to be a piece of this core for sure, it was Tyler Bertuzzi. But I feel like this is one of those things that kind of I am certainly questioning it right now. And certainly with Steve Yzerman's responses. Maybe I'm reading into it, but the way that he threw that stuff out there, including I wonder if I can pull this up in a flash here, but Mike, our top performing tweet of the day. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. It was at the end of Helene St. James turn, I guess, if we want to call it that. She was told that she would get an award because she was the person that asked, you know, who isn't vaccinated. And I guess there was, you know, that was kind of the bet that was going around in the, I guess, the front office for the Detroit Red Wings. And Steve said whoever was going to ask was going to win an award. Oh, you know what I did? God damn it. I didn't hit the share sound again. Oh, this is going to be great. I was going to have it timed out perfectly.
I like,
but yeah, he came up with this little ditty right here.
I look forward to collecting my grand prize.
It's a doozy. Sweet. It's a Red Wing mask for when you interview Tyler.
Dave, throwing bomb.
flushed right now. That, So I, again, like I said, with the thing he said about his family and himself being vaccinated and then throwing that out at the end, I mean, that would be something if I was doing that interview in my head, I'd be like, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. And Steve don't give a fuck. Salty Wings and Ab fan, you just got Steve Yzerman. I love So the point I'm making with bringing that up, it is fun to kind of crack jokes about, you know, where Steve is coming from. But I think he's sour on Tyler right now. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to take a look at everything he said and, you know, go way beyond probably a reasonable thought. Oh, I'm like looking Anthony at my Twitter.
Level. That was Anthony Jeselnik level. I didn't know Anthony Jeselnik was the GM of the Red Wings. That was incredible.
All right, so we did have some other stuff to discuss, but I thought why don't we get my favorite segment out of the way here, since we kind of brought it up a little bit. But of course, it's the Elias Pettersson offer sheet watch. All right, so as we've been bringing it up twice a week now. It's just been updates on Pettersson. I mean, to start, the update for today was that he was training in Michigan. So, of course, the fun joke to make is that Steve is just hanging outside of whatever ice rink he's training in, which I'm assuming is Novi. And, of course, Steve probably lives in Novi and all that fun stuff. And, you know, he was going to come home with a nice, fancy-looking Elias Pettersson. No problem. No harm, no foul. Brand-new Elias Pettersson to slap on the table. But the other portion of news here was that Pettersson was also reported, him and his agent were waiting to hear what Kirill Kaprizov's AAV was going to be. Now he's coming in, according to Cap Friendly, at $9 million for 5 years. This is one of the highest contracts for a kid of Kirill Kaprizov's age. Oh, you know what? I can't get the graphic to pop up. Shoot. I can barely read it. All right. But yeah, we're at, sorry, I can't get this graphic to pop up, but this will be, you guys who are watching on YouTube, you can pretend you're listening to the podcast. So it's $9 million per year. I mean, honestly, this is over what I thought when we were looking at evolving hockey. I think we saw $6 or $7 million when I was looking at this. Mike, I think you missed that episode, but that was a couple of episodes ago. And of course, we were still looking at Elias Pettersson that evolving hockey projected him to be around $5 million. And we were saying, yeah, no, Vancouver can be in that range. And then we would just double it and land ourselves in Elias Pettersson. But now if Pettersson's group was waiting on this Kaprizov contract, clearly he could wait as long as he wants and get close to $10 million. No problem with his own team.
I mean, cause we were waiting on a couple things, right? Cause I don't think we, you know, anticipated Kaprizov being this high. And who do you think that number excites more, Vancouver or Detroit? Because I got to think. I
think Vancouver's
bummed. Vancouver has what, 16 million? Is it 16 and a half million in space to sign Quinn and Pettersson?
Yeah, something around there. Is that's what Tristan was saying. 15 mil for Hughes and PD is what he said.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll pull up
that million and a half above that too. So I got to think for the Red Wings, this is kind of exciting, because if this is the ballpark that he's going to be in, this is definitely in our wheelhouse. We don't really have any $10 million a year players. And I still think that Pettersson playing at a more of a position of need, a more valuable position. Even with, you know, Kaprizov lighting up that stat sheet a little, I think he's got a little bit more of the meaty numbers. $10 million is so doable. God, Matt, is there any way, please?
I mean, we're going
to just lie to me. Just lie to me and tell me we're going to put an offer sheet in.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Thank you.
Especially, it'll happen the day after Steve Yzerman was forced to talk to Art Regner for 10 minutes and have to do another press conference. That would honestly be enough for me, if I could say that. I don't know if you caught any of the press conference, Mike, but Eiserman's reaction. I did share on Twitter. It's at BOD Hockey. It was pretty good. But that would be enough for me to not offer sheet Elias Pettersson, just so that I didn't have to do another press conference and have to speak with Art Regner again. Oh, you know what? You know what I think I did? I think I might have a little copy of it.
Next up, Art Regner, DetroitRedWings.com.
Hi, Steve.
Art, how are you?
I am doing well, thank you. Liverpool, you never walk alone. Great, great. My favorite team, too. I can't believe it. But that's neither here nor there. I want to ask you the first question. The last time we talked to Tyler, he wasn't cleared for contact. Is he cleared for contact now?
Tyler?
Yes.
God, just the whole time, he's just like, Jesus. Like, it almost looked like Steve forgot that he was on camera. It's like, holy fuck.
I hate when that happens.
Like, I mean, if I were Art, I would have been thrown off. I would have just stopped. I wouldn't even been able to finish the question. Like, just seeing Steve rub his head and, you know, do one of these. Oh, Jesus Christ. Pinching the eyes. I don't know how you guys feel. I can't stand listening to Art Regner.
Should I just go, Steve? Yeah.
All right. We do have some business, so I don't want anybody to go while we do this, but fair warning. Mike, it's week two of football. It's in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week three in DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Kick off another action-packed week. DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 3 game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Mike,
download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in India, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
All right. We're back at it. Woo. Jason's thrown out there. Is trading Bird an option? Are we going to sit and wait with this? My guess is that Bert was already on the trading block, to be completely honest, before any of this happened. So it's just going to be if the right trade comes along. The thing that hurts about it is that I think it's going to be much harder to move him because teams are going to have to consider, you know, maybe they look at their schedule and all the games in Canada are they're done. You know, like they've knocked them off the list. All right, good to go. Maybe that, you know, could be something where Steve has to take a look at the schedule and figure out, you know, what's possible for these teams. Because you also have to figure a team's going to be jumping into the playoffs if they're going to be trading for Tyler. And do they want a guy who's going to be gone for seven games?
He arguably could not be in a worse division to make this decision.
Right. Well,
for his own pocket. For his own pocket.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere he goes, I feel like there's always going to be that playoff potential. So I think he definitely hurt our ability to trade him. So he hurt that value pretty good. I did want to throw out there, Tristan. I want to meet Steve in person at some point in my life. I wish he was my uncle. So at family get-togethers, I could pick his brain with all my mock trades and free agent signings.
See, I think I could even take it one step further, Tristan. I would say, gosh, I wish Steve was my dad. And I think even my own dad would be like, yeah. And then he could be my cool brother. Be like, yeah, was that a cool dad? If me and you could hang out with Steve?
Maybe we have two dads. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind two dads. Yeah. More dads the merrier.
Yeah, maybe Steve and Dad meet now. Maybe they meet now and there's something that can happen. I have no problem with that.
Man, I wasted 50 years of my life not being with this father of the, you know, Red Wings rank guys. This is great.
All right. We do have some updates, Mike. Bertuzzi, who Art was asking about there, I probably should have transitioned into this, but after seeing Eisman go, Tyler, can you speak up? Can you stop burping in your question, Art? He did speak about Bertuzzi and Dylan Larkin, and they are in controlled contact. So coming off, you know, the injuries they sustained last season and surgeries, they are coming back. They are able to contact, but it's controlled. So I'm guessing they would just be off the ice if this was a real issue. Update on Jared McIsaac after, God, that horrific scene at the end of the prospect tournament. Not clear to play, but he's doing better. Good to hear. I mean, you figure Steve would have been, I don't know, maybe not more morbid, but just probably would have not sold it as, well, we're just waiting to see, you know, when he can come back for training camp. Kind of, that was the vibe I got. So I feel like we might see McIsaac. It might just be something like concussion protocol that might keep him out. As we all know, those are always tough to predict. Mike Berggren, day-to-day. Sounds like he'll be back within the next couple of days to skate with the team. So Lucas is skating tomorrow. So my guess in the last episode was that prospect tournament was such a shit show and everybody was throwing elbows and trying to injure everybody. My guess was they were kept out for that reason. And considering they're both going to be skating in the next couple of days, yeah, I might have nailed it.
These are preseason injuries. If these were playoff games, those boys would be playing. I mean, not Jared, of course, but Berggren and Raymond.
Yeah, that, I mean, as I talked about in the last episode, and I was really happy with the response I got, because I really thought that I would, I went on my Red Wings rant, and I said they really got to fix that prospect tournament, because that was unwatchable hockey with all the I don't know, chippy play, if you want to do that, if you want to throw in a hockey buzzword. But yeah, everybody kind of chimed in on YouTube and said, nope, you fucking nailed it. That was one of the worst games I've ever seen. And it's good that Lucas stayed out of that. I am excited, though, with how hard they played him. And he still played great. Throws in a couple of goals in that second game. It's like, wow, he got dogged the entire game. Can you imagine putting him on a line where he's not just the only guy to try and get a puck on that? Yeah. I mean, at that point, Berggren was out. I think we can all agree Tutayev took not a huge step back, but he was still playing the net, and he was still, you know, like the junkyard dog with a little bit of skill, but the same opportunities weren't there. So in that second game, it really looked like Lucas Raymond and a bunch of prospects. And Berggren was out at that point, too. I thought he looked really good in game one. But we already talked about that.
Can I just echo one more time how fun it is to, like, be a Red Wing or Piston fan right now? Because there's, like, exciting prospects to watch and not just prospects.
Wait, say that again?
Just to be a Red Wing or Piston fan right now. Because these kind of tournaments are actually fun to watch. Because you actually have, like, one of the superstars in there.
Yeah, and I know... I didn't get a chance to pick your mind on any of it, but Lucas Raymond he's the real deal. I you know, before the tournament started, I said the one thing I was hoping for was just to see flashes of what Lucas Raymond is supposed to be. And I get it, like the teams he's playing against, the talent level is a step below what the NHL caliber talent would be, but also the people around Lucas will take a step up, but God, he's got it, man. He's got a fucking ripper of a shot. He's making moves to enter the zone, which you and I have both been ragging on the Red Wings and their power play. And it feels like if they could just get in the zone sometimes, maybe something could happen. And he's, like I said, getting dogged like he was in that second game and still making his way and transitioning into the zone all by himself. Not even using, I mean, he had Joe Valeno out there, thick boy Joe Valeno, and didn't even need to use him. He just said, keep your thickness in the neutral zone. I got this, bro.
I mean, you know, potential is one thing, but when you can actually see a guy with some real skills and he's, you know, obviously a level above the competition at the time, it's fun to kind of watch, you know, the big brother beat up all the little kids once in a while. You know how that goes. obviously we want to see him against real NHL caliber talent, like you said. You know, just kind of on the coattails of that point that you made. But still, man, it's so cool to see one of our guys kicking ass. It's been a while, you know. We even have a guy that's so good, he doesn't even get to play with them in Moe Sider. I can't wait for this season, man.
Yeah, and I guess this is the we'll wrap up the conversation with some positive notes here. But this was Daniela Bruce tweeting out, you know, after throwing out her questions. Eisenman said he has thought a lot about his expectations for this team. He said it's not about wins and losses, but rather getting the younger players to take on bigger roles. And if we're looking at that prospect tournament, we're looking at, you know, who potentially could come up here. And I should throw in there, too. Steve did make mention he's not just going to bring guys up so that they can watch games. If it's going to be Lucas Raymond, Berger, and Joe Valeno, they're going to be in the top nine. He kind of threw the fourth line under the bus there. Shout out to the Fourth Line Podcast. but, yeah, like this feels like he was prepping us for if these kids make the team, they're going to get legitimate roles. It's not just going to be about, oh, we'll see him once a week and, you know, we'll make sure he gets coached up. But it also has to fit too with what they see in training camp. Does it look like Lucas needs another year, or I shouldn't say another year. Does he need a year in Grand Rapids, maybe just another year away from the team before he's ready to go? But I did like, cause it could have been, the conversation could have been, or it could have switched from rather than, you know, just having the younger players take on bigger roles, because you look across, you know, the roster. I mean, we did just pick up Bobby Ryan, but there's still, you know, like the Gagnés that are kind of eating up a role. And is there space for them to take a backseat? And there you go. Slip in there. And yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say on this show, we're definitely prognosticators, because I think we said this about a month ago, that it's no longer about, well, we'll see if they can, you know, handle a hot cup of coffee up here. It's like, no, bro. I mean, we need you to play, and we think you're good enough. So it's not out of desperation. It's about, you know, we actually have the talent who we think can, you know, compete and not embarrass the organization. So that's why I'm so excited for this season. Feels like we're finally at that part where it's like must watch hockey every night.
Yeah. And probably the one guy we don't give enough credit to, Tristan's making sure we throw it in there. What a strong skater Valeno is, and how Tristan was super impressed. Went end to end like five times in a game and can circle his zone so easily without being touched. He's an elite skater. And if I could say, you know, if I was impressed by Lucas Raymond getting dogged for all of game two, Valeno was the only guy left in game three. So Valeno, despite us getting destroyed, like he really did great. But yeah, I think we got to wrap up here a little bit. Sorry, checking the time. My bad. So we got to throw out there, Jakub Vrána not here yet. I had that up a second ago. There we go. This is all over the place. This is what we need, a producer. So something to keep an eye on, kind of weird. I guess it makes sense in COVID times. So I guess we just got to cross our fingers that everything works out. And then I thought there was one more. Nope, that's it. All right, Mike, that was the last bit of news. Sweet, we did it.
We made it.
All right. So, we needed to wrap this up about 12 minutes ago. If you are watching on YouTube right now, you can see it's 8:12 on your, you know, whatever you're watching this on. We're going to sail off into the sunset. I do apologize that we're ending this so abruptly, since I think we were pretty deep into the conversation here. But check us out. We'll be back at it on Sunday, and we will have they're going to be going live on training camp tomorrow. So I'll be checking that out. If you guys follow us at BOD Hockey, you'll first of all see all my tweets about training camp. But I also want you guys, and whoever's watching on YouTube right now, you get the special, I guess, early access. Mike, we're giving away two tickets to the Thursday, October 21st game against the Calgary Flames. It's at 7:30. So you see on here, it says like and retweet this post. This is not a post, right? So you guys are going to need to find us on Twitter. I'm gonna pin it to @BODHockey. But what you guys need to do, like and retweet that post, follow us, and tag who you're taking to the game. So hopefully they'll play along and you'll have extra chances to win. And if you're still tuned in right now, you will get bonus entries. So basically what I'm going to do is create an Excel spreadsheet. We'll do a random number generator, but you'll get bonus entries if you are subscribed to this channel, and bonus entries if you go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review, and just attach your name. Give me some way that I can figure out that it's you. And you'll get two bonus entries to try and win these tickets. Ooh. And this is only information given to our YouTube viewers. So, I guess the podcasters will hear it too. But for anybody that just follows us on Twitter, that's all they're going to get. They're just getting this. So if you guys want some extra chances to get two tickets to the Calgary Flames game, I got the tickets today. They are very nice seats. I don't remember off the top of my head. But all of my YouTube buddies.
They are in Little Caesars Arena, correct?
Yeah, no, it's out in Calgary. So you guys got to go
in Calgary. You got to get your own plane ticket, lodgings, and food. But we will see you there with the $10 ticket in row 85.
This is time to Tristan put out there. He doesn't have a Twitter. Set up your burner accounts, YouTube viewers. Weather the storm, the horrific storm that is Twitter.
At Iserman Zingers.
Yeah, there you go. But that's going to be our best way to speak to everybody is going to be through the old DMs. So that's why we always go through Twitter on this stuff. Yeah, we'll do that. Tristan, you can always hit us up. You know what? Anybody, hit us up in the comments if you really have a problem with Twitter, and I'll see if I can still squeeze you into the Excel spreadsheet. but thanks for everybody and for listening, and we'll catch you guys on Sunday. Oh, and we're gonna give everybody. When does that game? When did I say this? The 21st. So we want to give you guys. We're gonna give everybody a couple of weeks to do this. And we may have a special guest for our October 6/7 episode. So Ooh. That'll be when I'll make the big announcement of who's winning it. And yeah, I think you guys are going to be excited to see who it is. I'm not going to say it just in case they can't come, and I don't want to bury them and have their career ruined because they couldn't show up or something, or you guys get mad at them. But special guests for October 6th or 7th episode, however you want to look at it. The live episode is 6th and the podcast goes out on the 7th. It's confusing. Anyway, that's when I'll make the announcement, and you will want to check out the, you know, it'll be the YouTube that will do the announcement. So anybody listening to the podcast, get your ass on over to YouTube, subscribe, and set reminders. All right, now we're really going long. Thanks, Mike. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. It's at BOD Hockey is the Twitter. If you want to check out our Instagram, it's at brothers_of_discussion. All right, thanks everybody for tuning in. Have a good one.